Christmas! Hooray! Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. A happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to the people on the other side of this screen. We're with you in spirit. So happy Christmas this morning. The turkey's in.
Yeah.
Sprouts have been on since November. Everything's good. The one blip at our house this morning, Pat and Fred are here, don't tell them. They're coming for dinner. I went in my fridge to get the broccoli out. Sophie's fed it to her rabbit. So, happy Christmas, rabbit. Thank goodness for freezers, Pat, that's all I can say. Anyway, it's Christmas. Don't really care. Right, let's start with a prayer. This morning, this Christmas morning, may your light and love shine today.
Yes.
The day we celebrate you coming to this earth as a baby.
Jesus.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, God made flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be to us today all that we may need, our comfort and our peace. Amen.
Today's reading comes from the book of John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For God loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come to the world.
Thanks, Beth. Jesus, you came as a baby, in the lowest of circumstances, in a stable, surrounded by animals, in the straw, in a cradle. But now you're standing with the highest honour at the Father's right hand, interceding for us daily. We thank you so much for all that you do, Jesus. Amen. We praise your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Great to be with you. And great if you are tuning in from home or maybe later, you may be getting the sprouts on or putting the fire out from them. Hopefully not, but there we go. But just a short message, just wraps our Advent series up as we've been looking at hope, faith, joy and peace over the last 4 weeks. And many of you will know that as we go through this time of year, there's the carols that we sing that allude and point to Jesus as he comes, as we link that in with the candles this year as we did, and they incorporate, as I say, some of the main themes within those carols at the arrival of Jesus, our Saviour, coming at this time of year. And it describes those emotions that we feel and search for each time. We search for hope. And I draw you to that carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And in that line, yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. And you'll recall when we looked at that 4 weeks ago, counting the candles 4 weeks back, we looked at the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 9, in particular verse 2. And if you want to follow in Bibles in front of you, the church Bibles, it's page 573. But you'll know these words so well. So we have that carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and that line of that verse, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. And we find in Isaiah that prophecy told long, long ago, about 700 years ago, verse 2 of chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And of course, you'll allude back to that carol where its song continues, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." And that promise again of hope in verse 6 of Isaiah, where it says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace," as Jan said this morning. And of course, it continues, "Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." And how is that done? Well, it says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." And of course, he did. And yet you may recall that I said in the time of Isaiah and thereafter throughout history, there's been that hope of a Saviour that will come that will reconcile us to God. And we have that opportunity to know God now because of Jesus. And one day we'll be with him face to face. We have no doubt in that. In his kingdom that is, but not quite yet, but what is yet to come. And then we look at faith, of course. Well, the only one that I could think of in terms of the carol was "O Come All Ye Faithful," where in that we looked at faith and we asked that big question, is it our faith or is it God's? And of course, you remember, it's of God's. It's not the faith that we need to believe he exists, but the faith to believe in exactly the promises that he has made, that he will bring them to fruition. And of course, throughout history, we've seen some of those promises come to fruition, and yet there's still more to come. You remember, of course, 3 weeks ago, again, from the prophets told in Micah, and we looked in particular at chapter 5, that's page 779, where Micah declared, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, from whose origins are from of old, from ancient times," as you'll recall those words. And that promise, though told way, way, way back in time, came to be true some 700 years later, and is still true for us today and tomorrow. And yet, as I said, there's still more truths to come. The truths that Jesus will come again, whether this side of life or whether he calls us home. But he will come again and reign supremely. Because faith is that personal response of trust and confidence in the glorious God made known and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so we're called to come joyful and triumphant, to behold the King of Kings and Lord of Lords this time of year, to greet him born this morning, and all glory be upon to him forevermore. Word of the Father now appearing in flesh. As God, as Rob alluded to many years ago, God, which is man with skin on. And of course then, there's the joy. It's got to be joy to the world, is it not? And I'm sure we're going to finish with that. But I guess my favourite part of that song is the last verse, where it says, "He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love." Of course, you'll recall Rob saying the other week that many carols allude to the arrival of Jesus, and that in each account there was fear. He spoke about the angels, Bob and Fred, I think, as he stood here flapping his arms like angels' wings, didn't you? Of the angels as they appeared to the shepherds and how they was afraid. And of course, he said throughout Scripture, there's many passages where angels or where God appeared to his people and they were so afraid. But at each and every time, the first words that they spoke were, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you great news. I bring you great joy." And of course, last week, as we heard, as the people were literally quaking, the angels came to bring that good news of great joy. And Rob said that the Greek word for that is megalos, which is mega news, mega good news. And what is more is that it's for all people, as he read that passage in Matthew. And then more importantly, that is for us now and today, but of course for our tomorrows as well. Of that great joy that of this day is born Christ, of that great news. And then there's peace. Well, you can take your pick. There's many carols with peace in them, a central theme of who Jesus is and who he came to be and came to reconcile each and every one of us to God. And he brought peace. You could take Heart, the Herald, where the angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. And of course, Jesus himself reminds us where John wrote in his account of the gospel in John chapter 14, verse 27, where he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Again, that assurance of not being afraid, but the peace and the love that he brings us each time. Another promise assured to us by the one who will fulfill all promises that have been said. And of course, you may recall last week and what amazing service it was as our junior church led us. And thanks for Heidi as well, who isn't with us this morning. But what a beautiful service it was. And you recall where Alex reminded us of what Christmas isn't about. The turkey tinsel dinners and about getting all the presents that you want. But he also, as you recall, pointed us to what Christmas is about. And he had some help from an expert, his niece from Navigrad. Sorry, no, Feliz Navidad, which was a.k.a. Rob, which is a.k.a. his dad, which is a.k.a. Well, you get the picture. And we looked at the story of the Magi. And within that, we saw that he came, born in squalor, without a home, without even a bed, but a manger within a stable. And how these wise men, some 2 years later, maybe three, may not have been wise, may not have actually been kings, may not have ridden on camels, may not have come from far away, but followed this star that may not have been there, but was there. But again, you get the picture. Some people came with some gifts. And there we, more importantly, were shown and reminded how we should worship him and how now what we can give him. If we struggle with that, we're reminded again to that song in Oblique Midwinter, and again referred to earlier, where it starts, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I was a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? Give him my heart. And so again, we behold the wondrous gift that is given this year to each and every one of us as God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. And furthermore, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And so we're reminded in the hope, the love, the joy and the peace of what Christ brings to each and every one of us. For those that truly believe, for those that are still yet to believe, let Christ enter in this time. It's not about what we give to others or what we give to him, but that we give him our hearts first and foremost. That we truly believe in all that he came to do, that all that he came to say. Let's pray. Lord of all, we give you thanks this day as we remember and celebrate the coming of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We give thanks for your faithfulness to us as you seek to reconcile humanity. And Lord, as we may go from here, we remember the promises that you've made for your people, that Christ has come, Christ will return. This is the good news of great joy for all people. Lord, we remember those that may struggle this time of year and that may struggle this day. And so as we finish, a poem and a prayer from the 14th century. May the grace of Christ bring you hope and joy. May the peace of Christ be yours. May Jesus, the Lord, the miracle of God, fill your heart with Christmas love. May you hear the songs of angels this morn. May you feel the joy that Christ is born. May the beauty of Christmas surround you today. May you find joy this Christmas day. May you thank the Lord for the hope that he brings. May you know the love of Jesus Christ, the King. May you always believe that Christ came to save. May you find hope this Christmas day. May the peace of Christmas bring joy with no end. May you feel the love of family and friends. May the wonder of Christmas surround you today. May you feel the peace this Christmas day. May you share this day with our Jesus in prayer. May you share this day and show all you care. May you gather together with loved ones this day. May you find Christ this Christmas day. Amen.
This Christmas morning, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. There was a verse in the carol concert that I'd probably sung. I've probably not taken it in, but it seems pertinent to this morning. It's from God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Now to the Lord sing praises, all people in this place, with Christian love and fellowship, each other now embrace.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have tea and fellowship together. Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.